Well, you know something, I'm just so disappointed when I heard this again. We have a phenomenal, myself, and I give all the credit to the Minister Rickford, have a phenomenal relationship with Chief Archibald and all the chiefs that I've met. And there's such an incredible community. And you get a few of them out there that want to do these things. And what really is so disturbing, and the people at home listening to this will appreciate this. These people put their whole life savings to buy a home, and then someone comes in and just says, I'm taking over. It's just wrong. There's one country, one law, respect each other. And when the Indigenous communities or Roseanne or anyone ask me for something, I say, you know, they say jump, I say oh hi. As soon as they ask for something, bang, I'm on it within a second. And I have a great deal of respect for these communities right across the province. We're there to support them and help them. But there has to be a two-way street here. You know, you just can't go in and just take over people's future homes. It's wrong. And then when the police come, this is where the people at home are really going to, they get an outhouse, toss it over from a bridge onto a police car. Then they start throwing rocks at the police car. Like, enough is enough. You know, I'm just losing my patience. I can't direct the police, and I won't direct the police. But people have to obey the rules. I don't care where you come from, you know, what your race, creed, color, whatever. We have one country, one rule, and that is it. Simple. Respect each other. Because I have a tremendous amount of respect for the Indigenous community, and there's just a few, a couple dozen, uncalled for. It's unacceptable. This is not Ontario. That's not Canada. You don't start throwing rocks. You don't start tossing things. This is about living together, working together. When the Indigenous community, and believe me, 99.99% are just phenomenal people, absolutely phenomenal, and I love them, and they know I do, and we get along phenomenal. You get a couple bad apples that want to create problems, and there's an issue. So, you know, I reach out to all the chiefs out there, or not even all of them, you know, certain chief that can talk to these folks. I'm open. Sit down. Talk to me. What's the issue? I'm always there for you. I always support you. Anything you need, like I said before, instantly we get it done for you. So it has to be give and take. And 99.99%, I keep wanting to emphasize that, are phenomenal people.